I felt like it's okay not to be able to name everything. That it's okay just to, you know, hear what I'm hearing, or walking along the porch, the floorboards, you know, of the porch, which were very smooth on my feet, and then remembering when I had come across the yard.
My experience in the aimless wander, you're relating to my senses. I noticed the fish, both the sight of them darting in my peripheral vision and the sound of the water, and the smell of the earth and leaves and subtle, wet, soft smells that were very hard to find a vocabulary to describe to myself. The near textures of lichen, which kept sort of magnetizing me to come over to it, and moss, which was just so tender and sweet to touch it.
I saw a spider web with a perfect concentric circles, like an old vinyl record. It was spread from the delicate new branches of a raspberry bush. I ran the sharp points of thorns over the grooves of my fingerprints and wondered what music would play if raspberry thorns were a phonograph stylus across fingers or across a spider's web.
秋は夕暮れ。夕日の差して山際糸近くなりたるに、カラスの寝所へ行くとて、三つ四つ二つなど、飛び行くさえ哀れなり、まして仮などのつられねたるが、糸小さく見ゆる、糸おかし、ひいり果てて風の音、虫の音など、糸哀れなり。
Chapter 16. Things that make one's heart beat faster. Sparrows feeding their young. Suddenly, one is startled by the sound of raindrops, which the wind blows against the shutters.
Peed in the woods and thought about the expression watering the plants, and noticed the rugged topography and the kind of complicated drops and rocks and creeks and gullies and fields that were going on behind the house. I noticed the grassy field and thought about what it meant to be wild. And then I noticed there was no cicada sounds. They had stopped. I wondered why.
The smell was, I should say, described as wild. And I'm still thinking, why is it wild smell? But that's another story to figure out.
I found myself really enjoying listening to the sounds of the rain coming down and watching the blades of grass jumping along with the water bouncing on the rocks, because it brings me so much joy. It feels very joyful. And I like the idea of feeling so free and happy in watching that. So I was really enjoying that vision.
I picked a small black pod from the hickory tree. The smell brings me back to childhood, playing outside. We were always chopping up nuts and berries to see what's inside. And the textures and smells were a kind of culinary experience. I took two more hickory nuts from the tree, larger ones, a size that fits in my palm perfectly. Warm orbs, comforting. They absorbed the warmth of the sun. Someone's voice asked, "What are you looking for in the distance?"
Chapter 110, Things That Are Near Though Distant, Paradise, The Course of a Boat, Relations Between a Man and a Woman.
冬は勤めて、雪の降りたるは言うべきにもあらず、霜などの糸白きも、またさらでも、 糸さむきに火など急ぎ起こして炭もてわたるも糸づきづきし昼になりてぬるくゆるびもいていけばすびつ日よけの日も白き灰がちになりぬるはわろし。
When I became aware of the vastness of certain perceptions like the sky and the fields and long range, and then my awareness plunging into the minutia of a leaf, a piece of bark, a surface, a mushroom. I noticed the humidness in the air change, and then as I went on the other side of the house, the air it became dry and breezy and cool again. Again, the lichen calling to me every time I saw it, like beckoning me. And touching the moss brought tears to my eyes, and I wondered about that. And spent a lot of time touching the moss.
There's a curiosity in me that I need to feel, know with my sight what it is that I'm hearing. And I really, you know, I love trying to imagine what that is, and then all of a sudden seeing the red cardinal darting across to another tree and coming through a little bit of rain, and the chatter beginning and getting louder and louder and louder and then decreasing as the rain comes in harder, and watching the speed in which the water is just rushing, trying to find its way across, in this case, across the driveway, and me trying to figure out where is it going, where is it rushing to, and reminding myself that I need to breathe and not be following in the rushing of the water, that I need to just slow down and take a breath. And with the reminder of taking that breath, then I found myself being able to smell the wood and being able to look at the myriad shades of the colors of green that are all over from, you know, all over and all surrounding me.
The kind of layers of light, like scrims of green, and the penetrating blue of the sky, and the human sounds around where I was, with the sound of a hose and a plane taking off and fading away, the sound of traffic, white noise sounds of human activity, a hose, a hammer.
Chapter 29, Elegant Things. A white coat worn over a violet waistcoat. Duck eggs. Shaved ice in a new silver bowl. A rosary of rock crystal. Wisteria blossoms. Plum blossoms covered with snow.
It was raining. I felt the water beating on my face. And I liked it. I felt it was like magical. To see that water is coming out the sky. In the magical realm of life, that all of a sudden vapor create water, and I'm here to enjoy it while it falls on my face. And I also appreciate life when moments like that crosses my path.
Wanting to see what it is that's making all the chatter and all the sounds outside in the trees and, you know, coming across. There's a curiosity in me that I need to feel, know with my sight what it is that I'm hearing. And I really, you know, I love trying to imagine what that is, and then all of a sudden seeing the red cardinal darting across to another tree and coming through a little bit of rain, and the chatter beginning and getting louder and louder and louder and then decreasing as the rain comes in harder. And watching the speed in which the water is just rushing, trying to find its way across, in this case, across the driveway, and me trying to figure out where is it going, where is it rushing to, and reminding myself that I need to breathe and not be following in the rushing of the water, that I need to just slow down and take a breath. And with the reminder of taking that breath, then I found myself being able to smell the wood and being able to look at the myriad shades of the colors of green that are all over from, you know, all over and all surrounding me.
夏は夜、月の頃はさらなり、闇もなお、ホタル飛び違いたる。雨など降るも、おかし。
The sound of a hose, the sound of a hammer, the sun, the sensation on my skin of the hot sun, and I came across an animal den.And wondered what kind of animal, and that it looked like a cave. Bugs, flies around the entrance.
Chapter 120, Wind Instruments. I love the sound of the flute. It is beautiful when one hears it gradually approaching from the distance, and also when it is played nearby and then moves far away until it becomes very faint.
春はあけぼの、ようよう白くなりゆく山際、少し明かりて、紫立ちたる雲の、細くたなびきたる。
A tree stump inside the ground, clover growing in the center, calling up from the bottom of a well. Black raspberry sour spreads across the tongue, seeds crunch in the teeth.Then still another flavor, sweet or milder, musty. Bright red cardinal makes a noise like a large squeaky spring that has a jerky, rusty motion, creaking, not smooth. Other birds with their smooth, steady melodies. Why do I need to name everything before describing?
The peacefulness of just being able to have the time to just stand there.And just being almost embraced by the sounds of nature. You know, so much of what is peaceful for me.